Chapter 4, 1639 Hartford Convention. In the mid-1630s, a group of Massachusetts Puritans, unsatisfied with religious reforms, began migrating into Connecticut and Rhode Island. A small group led by Reverend Thomas Hooker settled on the Connecticut River, later to become known as Hartford, without any oversight or constraints from a monarchy or English company patents. They received permission from Massachusetts to self-govern themselves. On May 11, 1638, Henry Wolcott, Jr. recorded in his notebook the following quote from Reverend Thomas Hooker's sermon to his congregation in Hartford. Hooker subsequently carried this message to the towns of Windsor and New Page. Quote, "The foundation of authority is laid firstly in the free consent of the people." This was a radical concept, as most of the nations of the world at the time were governed by monarchs, emperors, and czars. Reverend Hooker was one of those sowing the seeds for the future of self-governance in America. The following year, January 14, 1639, representatives from Hartford, Windsor, and Wethersfield convened the Connecticut General Court, also known as the Hartford Convention, and adopted the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut. The orders were the next important document in America's history after the Mayflower Compact, and set in place the rules for governance, giving them sovereignty free of a monarch. The principal author and leader of the convention was Roger Ludlow, assisted by John Haynes, the former Massachusetts Bay Colony governor, Edward Hopkins, and John Steele. The Fundamental Orders contained a preamble and 11 orders or laws defining how the local communities were to be governed. They were to hold a convention every April and September. The preamble states, quote, "The Word of God requires that to maintain the peace and union of such a people, there should be an orderly and decent government established according to God to order and dispose of the affairs of the people at all seasons as occasions shall require." The Fundamental Orders declared the rights of the individual as well as how free men would vote, the powers of the government and the limits of those powers, including term limits on the governor. The Fundamental Orders are considered by scholars as the first constitution in America. The convention process began in New England first and spread to other North American colonies as the method for creating sovereign charters and resolving problems between communities.